Chapter 16. A second later, the three squibs were dragging spare chairs from the other tables and scrambling atop them. Hans stared at them.
"You were supposed to calm us," he said.
One of them, a female, slightly smaller and more delicately built than the other two, waved a hand airily.
"But that's so impersonal. Nothing's nicer than sharing a meal with one's partners while the deal is discussed."
"Who's the fuzzling?"
another one said. Leia sighed.
"Amelia," she said, "these beings are Grease, Sly, and Amala. Amelia is our adopted daughter."
"Amelia sounds too much like Amala,"
Sly said at once.
"That's going to make for some confusion, since we'll be traveling together a while. She'll need another name. Hey!"
He waved over a serving droid.
"Some Hubba chips, Gamorrean crackers, and an Anoat malted."
"Wait, what?"
said Han, nearly choking on his ale. Alana was watching all this with bright, interested eyes, but saying nothing.
"Who said anything about traveling together?"
"Sly just did,"
said Grease.
"Something wrong with your ears?"
"I think something may be wrong with yours,"
Han shot back.
"They're enormous. Bigger than I remember them."
"We're not traveling with you,"
Leia said, trying to get the conversation back on something vaguely reminiscent of a topic. Although now that Han had said something, the squib's ears, always long and tufted, did seem a bit larger in proportion to their small bodies.
"You said you had information for us. We're willing to pay for it. That was the deal."
The wait droid arrived. Its tray accessory was extended and perched atop the square sheet of metal were their appetizers. Alana's eyes were fastened on the squibs, and contrary to her earlier statement, she didn't seem at all interested in the snacks. Sly picked up a Gamorrean cracker and dunked it in the malted as he spoke.
"I don't believe we've negotiated the finer points at all, actually,"
he said, crunching the cracker with sharp white teeth.
"Sitting here with three squibs is hardly inconspicuous,"
Leia said, glancing at Alana quickly and then around at the neighboring tables. A few heads were turned their way.
"Hey, you're the one who brought a fuzzling into this,"
said Grease.
"She's your problem."
"Amelia is not a problem,"
Han said through gritted teeth.
"Whatever,"
Grease said, shrugging his narrow shoulders. He reached for a Hubba chip and rubbed it on his cheek, the squib equivalent of taking a good long whiff. Leia realized for the first time that they had more clothing on than usual. Squibs wore clothing more for decoration and storage purposes than to protect themselves from the elements, covered as they were with fur. Two, their fur was used as an olfactory organ, and so most squibs went uncovered. Yet both the males were wearing tunics, pants, and boots, and Amala had a long-sleeved, floor-length dress. They must have been stifling. Leia, in a light dress and sandals, was warm.
"Still changes the deal, though."
"What?"
Han was turning red, and it wasn't from the weather.
"That's it. We're done. No information is worth this."
"Han," Leia said gently but firmly, "the information is about the chief.